there's no blessing,
right? Then you get to the eighth verse. And this is one of those very special things we've been through before. When you dig out into it, it says God is able. No, dunateo. God is exerting overwhelming, unstoppable power, overflowing all grace into you in order that in every way, at all times, having all sufficiency, you overflow into agathos ergon, those works, not just good works, those works emanating out from God. That's something that I speak over all of you virtually every single day, because that's what God's doing here. That's what God's been doing in you. That's what's been happening for the past number of years. And I still believe it's going to increase. The ninth verse says, as it is written, for he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, and his righteousness endures forever. Into the tenth verse, this gets confusing to people. The one supplying seed to the sower and bread for food. Got it? The one supplying seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply, supply and multiply your seed for giving. Will supply and multiply your seed for sowing. He will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the fruit of your righteousness, in every way enriching you into all generosity, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. That's God creating wealthy people. When you purpose to give, when you are giving, I've heard this so many ways, but it's so plain. God is giving you the seed that will provide for food. That's got that part. But he will supply and multiply your seed for sowing. If you're that kind of person, Paul said God will multiply and increase, will supply and multiply your seed for sowing. How awesome is that? God's not going to just make you take, give me that boy. He's going to say, here, have a whole bunch of this. Now go give it. Because that I know you, that's what you're going to do with it. And that's what I say when I talk to you guys. I'm thankful for you. I know that's what you do with it. And increase the fruits of your righteousness in every way, enriching you into all generosity, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. And again, that's a picture of God creating wealthy people. The 12th verse. Because the ministry of this service is not only completely filling up the needs of the saints, but is overflowing through many. Okay? It says many thanksgiving to God. No, overflow through many. Like many people are giving thanks to God because of what you're doing in this ministry. 13th verse, through the demonstration of this ministry, they are doxa. They are properly acknowledging God on the account of your obedience in the profession into the gospel of Christ. Remember how we went through the difference between confession and profession? Profession is what you speak and do that shows what you believe. That's what Paul's saying. Because people are looking at this, on the count of this service, what you're doing, people are looking at it and realizing that you are a part, you're demonstrating the gospel of Christ. And the generosity of the fellowship into them, like those people there in Jerusalem, and into all. See, as Paul's writing this letter to Corinth, he's saying, yeah, we're doing do this for Jerusalem. But he says, and in them, and in all. These people apparently did this a lot, right? Verse 14. And their entreaties on behalf of you with great affection over you through the grace of God upon you, huperbalo, exceeding physical reality and human knowledge. That's powerful. In other words, these people that are receiving are so grateful in their receiving that they are making entreaties over you because they are recognizing that what's going on is past physical reality or human knowledge. You keep giving and yet you keep increasing. And not only are you giving and increasing, but you're giving to us and you're supplying our needs. And their knees go down and their voices are raised and they are thanking God for you. They're thanking God for you. Wow. Again, that happens to you, whether you realize it or not, every day. Thanksgiving to God for you. And then you get down to the 15th verse, and that's what it says. Thanks be to God for his indescribable grace. God is creating wealthy people. It's noticed, it's appreciated, entreaties go out, and God gets all the thanksgiving for what goes on, and it increases. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to take communion this morning. I've been putting it off for a while. Not sure why. Confess your faults that you may be healed, okay? So let me bless you first and then we'll do this, okay? Father, I thank you so much for these people. I ask that you really reveal that to them. How much you esteem the things that they do because they are following after you, and how much other people appreciate it too. Lord, bless you and keep you and make his face to always shine into you, granting you peace and health and prosperity. In the name of Jesus, amen.